Hello, everybody. Good morning, and this is Jimmy. Welcome to another episode of the podcast.
欢迎来到随时练英语。最近一场关于婚姻的风波闹得是满城风雨，只见朋友圈里面是各种的刷屏，时刻关注更多的猛料。我们就想问了，干嘛非要那么密切的去关注别人的私生活呢？每个人都有每个人不同的生活方式，不同的思维，以及不同的价值观，那么我们看待每件事的角度也就不一样。关于 marriage 婚姻这个话题呢， Moore 教授的观点是两个人一定要有相同的价值观。我们一起来看一下今天的内容。
If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in lifeYou're gonna have a lot of trouble. Your values must be alike. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. Your valuesMust be alike.
有人说婚姻是坟墓，有人说婚姻是最终的妥协方式，其实不然，其实不然，看你怎么去看待。那么最重要的是，我们要互相的体谅，理解对方。那有时候呢，当然也需要一定的妥协，让步 ，compromise。同时呢，一定要 talk openly about what goes on between you。如果没有这样的话 ，you're gonna have a lot of trouble。那么麻烦就会找上门来。那么同时还有一个很重要的一点，就是要有一个 common set of values， 要有共同的价值观，这一点呢是最重要的。 Your values must be alike。 我们先来学一学句子的连读与发音。
If you don't respect the other person， don't
特不要了， don't 要重读一下， respect 也要重读。
If you don't respect，
听一下，
the other person。
If you don't respect the other person
You're gonna have,
gonna, 这是一个连读啊 going to, 连读，口语中经常读的 gonna,
you're gonna have,
have, 连起来
lot of,
have a lot of,
you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it surely is. 下一句
If you don't know,
特不要了
don't know how to,
啊要弱读
how to compromise,
If you don't know how to compromise, 重读，逗号停顿一下
you're gonna have a lot of trouble.
If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. 再往下
if you can't talk openly,
can't 特标了
can't
要重读
can't,
if you can't talk openly, 后面两个词也跟着重读
if you can't talk openly,
停一下
about,
特标了
about what goes on,
连起来 between you,
You're gonna have a lot of trouble.
确实如此啊。重点来了。
And if you don't have,
and if, 可以连起来。
If you don't have,
特别
have a
common set of 连起来。
And if you don't have a common set of values in life,
会怎么样呢
?You're gonna have a lot of trouble.
又惹上麻烦了。那么重点是
,your values must,
特别了
must be
alike. 重读 ,your values must be alike.下面我们再来看一下今天的重点单词
respect
听到没有这里发 ba 没有发 pa
respect
那原因呢是由于 s 后面的这些音呢没有松气所以说发作像 ba 一样发音
respect
I respect you number two compromise 啊，这里的重音在第一个音节读作 compromise 三个音节 compromise 妥协让步折中的解决下一个
Common
也可以读作 common 啊，英式的发音啊 common 再来看一下今天的重点短语部分
Number one compromise with
与什么什么妥协可以是人当然是跟老婆妥协了或者说跟事情妥协
For example His workmates demanded that he never compromise with the bosses
Workmate 同事也可以用 colleague
His workmates demanded,
要求他 never compromise with the bosses.
Bosses, 注意一下了 ,yes 是复数，也就是说天下所有的老板呢，凡是老板你都不要跟他妥协了。
再来看一下第二条短语，只有一个字 common, that's right, common, 普遍的，注意跟普通的还是有所区别。
For example, a common problem shared by many people,
啊，一个普遍很多人都会遇到的一个问题。关于 common, 我们经常说到，诶，谁和谁谁啊之间有很多共同点，那么这个共同点呢就叫 common ground。
我们来看一个例句， There is a great deal of common ground between China and America on this issue。
中美之间在这个问题上有很多共同点。
A great deal of something means a lot of something，
就是很多的，大量的，后面可以加一个名词，
A great deal of something，
common ground， 共同点。那么谁与谁之间的共同点呢，我们可以用介词 between，
between China and America，
中美之间的很多共同点。
On this issue，
issue 表示问题，在上期节目中呢我们也讲到了这个词。
There is a great deal of common ground between China and America on this issue.
The third phrase， 我们来看一个词组， a set of，
a set of，
一系列的。
set 表示套，
a set of 可以表示一系列的，一套的。
Let me give you an example. The older generation have a different set of values.
老一辈的人呢都有不同的价值观。
The older generation 就是老一辈的人。
那么 generation 就可以表示一代人。那如果我们要说年轻一代的人呢，就可以表达为 the younger generation。
The older generation have a different set of values.
Values 加复数就是你的价值观。回过头来我们看一下本段 Moore 教授的整个措辞啊，都是
if you don't, you're gonna, if you don't, you're gonna, if you don't, you're gonna,
如果你不做这事的话你就会有麻烦了。那么事实上在口语中啊，我们确实经常使用这样的句型作为一个假设的关系啊，这种情况它可能是发生的。
比如 Moore 教授就说了， If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.
如果你不尊重对方的话，你们的关系就会有麻烦。那么 if 在这里呢，它表示的是一个假设啊，我们经常翻译成如果或者是假设怎么样，这种情况呢它是有可能发生的。那么这样的句子呢，我们经常叫它条件状语从句。那顾名思义，条件呢都是有一定的前提，有一定基础的。那么具体来说呢，就是一件事情通常指的是状语从句中的那个动作，它发生之后，另外一件事情，也就是主语中的那个动作才会发生。那如果主句的时态是一般将来时的话，那么从句啊，一般是要用现在的时态。也就是这一段当中，我们看到所有的这种句型 ，If you don't, you're gonna。
Now, let me give you an example.
我们先来看两个句子。
If you keep learning English every day, you'll be able to speak fluent English someday.
由 if 引导的从句，我们看到从句当中呢，用的是现在的时态。Keep 是动词原形。
Keep doing something,
保持做某事，继续做某事。Keep learning English, 就是坚持学英语。
You'll be able to, 这里用的是一个缩写形式，也就是 will, you will be able to. You will be able to speak fluent English,
fluent,就是流利的。Someday 表示某一天。
If you keep learning English every day, you'll be able to speak fluent English someday.
Now, here's another sentence. 我们再来看一个句子。
If she quits halfway through, she's gonna lose the game.
如果她中途退出的话，她就会输掉这场比赛。If 引导的从句呢，同样用的是现在时。我们看到 she 后面是单三，所以说加了 s, quits, 表示退出。
Halfway through 表示中途的，
这是一个常用的固定短语。Halfway through 中途。
If she quits halfway through,
如果她中途退出的话，
she's gonna lose the game.
Gonna 就等于 be going to， 只不过在口语中呢，一般我们会读的比较快一点，读着 gonna.
She's gonna lose the game.
All right, that's it for the grammar.
And now let's review. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. Your values must be alike. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. Your values must be alike.
学以致用，举一反三。那么同样呢，今天还是给大家留下一个小小的任务。那么今天我们学习了条件状语从句。英语中有一句谚语叫做 use it or lose it， 你不用的话就会忘掉。所以说我把它改成今天我们用的条件状语从句的话，就是 if you don't use it, you will lose it。 OK， 所以说呢，今天呢，请大家用条件状语从句来描述一下可能发生的一件事情。那么同样呢，大家还可以在我们的留言区进行回复，来将你的答案与大家分享。
Alright, that's it. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I guess I'll see you guys next time. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.Your values must be alike. If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. Your values must be alike.If you don't respect the other person, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you don't know how to compromise, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. If you can't talk openly about what goes on between you, you're gonna have a lot of trouble. And if you don't have a common set of values in life, you're gonna have a lot of trouble.Your values must be alike.
感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。